Good afternoon, members of the First Alliance Church family. I want to say that we have temporarily suspended our Sunday services and all our gathering times. There will be no services on Sunday for the time being, and we have done this not out of fear of the coronavirus, but because love for our brothers and sisters makes us seek what is best for them. Right now, according to the experts, what is best for people is that we not meet together in groups, but that we avoid social interaction. Some of you may have heard that in Cartersville, Georgia, they have traced a number of coronavirus cases to a service held at one of their churches. So it's important that churches do all we can not to spread the virus. The irony is, of course, that while we're in a series on sickness, we have to temporarily suspend our services because of sickness. But we've already talked about the fact that because of Jesus, the power of sin has been destroyed, and it is the power of sin that gives sickness its ability to disrupt and even destroy life. So we must do all we can to avoid sickness, but we know that it's only Jesus who saves us, not only from sin, but from all the devastating consequences of sin. Even now in this life, we still get sick, but the devastating consequence of sickness is eternal death. And if our faith and trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ, then He has freed us from that. So we do not fear sickness or death, but we put our faith in Jesus, knowing that, as we said last week, for all who love Him, He will cause all things to work together for good. Just a little earlier in that passage, in Romans 8:11, the Apostle Paul says, "And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you." And then in verses 15 and 16, he says, "For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship, and by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." So as God's children, let us trust in the Lord and make plans in the near future to once again gather to thank Him for bringing us through this challenging time. God bless you.